Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 10. The God-man's divine right to participate in God's divinity. Monday, related verses. John 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John 1, verses 12 through 13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name, who were begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Genesis 1 verse 26. And God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Romans 8, verse 6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Hebrews 2, verse 10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, and leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and we are. Because of this, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Related reading. One of the high-level truths in the Word is a matter of participating in God's divinity. I would like to give a brief word concerning the God-man's right to participate in God's divinity. A line in the third stanza of Hymns 473 says, He and you are one. How marvelous that we, fallen human beings, can be one with the Lord. Such a thought is surely very high. Now we need to see something even higher, that as God-men we have the divine right to participate in God's divinity. The phrase participate, it means not only to partake of, but to partake of for enjoyment. It indicates that we possess something and that we enjoy what we possess. We all need to realize that we can participate in God's divinity, that is, participate in God. We human beings were created by God for this purpose. Man was created in God's image and according to his likeness. We were created not in man's image and according to man's likeness, but in God's image and according to God's likeness. Thus, human beings have the image and likeness of God. However, at the time of creation, man did not have God's life. But now as God-men, those who have been born of God to be children of God, we have the right to participate in what God is and even to become God in life, in nature, and expression, but not in the Godhead. The first qualification of the God-men is that they are born of God to be his many sons. Originally, we were merely created men. After being created, we became fallen sinners. We were not sons of God. Although we are of different races and nationalities, by his mercy we have all become the same. We are all God-men. A God-man is one who has been born of God. In Christianity, there is a theology that tells people that we believers became sons of God, not by birth, but by adoption. According to this theology, we were not born of God, but were merely adopted by God. However, according to the scriptures, we, the believers in Christ, were all born of God to be his sons. As the sons of God, surely we are God-men. We are the same as the one of whom we were born. It would be impossible to be born of God and not be the sons of God. Since we are the sons of God, we are God-men. The way the God-man is born of God is through regeneration, the first item of the organic salvation of Christ. A God-man is born not of blood, the physical life, nor of the will of the flesh, the will of fallen man after man became flesh, nor of the will of man, the will of the man created by God, but of God, who is the source of life and the fountain of life. God is the source of life. He is also the fountain of life that flows. Not many Christians have paid full attention to regeneration as they should. Our being born of our parents was our first birth. We should not pay attention to our first birth. We should remember only one birth, our regeneration. Day by day, we should not forget that we are children of God, born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. Today, we believers in Christ know who our Father is. We respect our second birth, the birth in which we were born of the very God. As the children of God, we are Godmen born of God.